Hi, everybody. It's Matt Reagan, and welcome to the teleseminar, Million Dollar Screenwriting, Chris Soth. Chris, you have some amazing news to break on this teleseminar. Is that correct?
Matt, I can hardly wait to tell everybody what's been going on at Million Dollar Screenwriting and yourscreenplaymentor.com. So let's get right to it.
I've actually heard a little bit of this news myself. So I have a preliminary question I have to ask you, and that is, are you planning to change the name of Million Dollar Screenwriting to $2 Million Screenwriting?
Matt, it's like asking if I would change the name of my only child. And I should also say it would have to be $2.8 million screenwriting for due to some news that I just got this afternoon. So,
very nice.
The answer is no. I'm not changing the name, but we have some great news that I can't wait to tell you guys. So,
fantastic.
Everybody, thanks so much for being on the line today. I just want to say, if you want to learn how to make independent movies, make them yourself, move from being a screenwriter to being a producer to being a director to being whatever you think of when you say filmmaker, you have come to the right place. You have dialed the right number. Thanks so much for being here. I am dying to help you make your dreams come true on the big screen and in real life. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to do today. Matt, today we are going to tell everybody a five-step process, the five-step process that you and I have gone through over the past year to be here now where we are on the verge of making a $2.8 million movie. Sound good?
Yes. Yes, five steps.
Okay.
And it's amazing that you've broken it down this way.
Well, it wasn't by design. I didn't know these five steps before I did them. So, guys, I want you to take out a notepad. I want you to write these down. Of course, each of these five steps has 1,000 little steps along the way. One of them is writing a screenplay. I think everybody listening to us knows how many steps that can be. But, guys, I really want you to take out a notepad. I want you to turn off, not take any other calls. I want you away from the internet for a little bit until we ask you to go for a website. Don't take any emails. Sit back and listen. And the most importantly, what I want you to do is open up your mind, because there are going to be some challenges here to go from screenwriter to filmmaker, just as there were challenges when you decided to go from film goer to screenwriter, from a person who enjoys watching movies to a person who loves to write them. There are going to be some challenges in the way. You're going to be resistant to taking some of these steps. I was. Matt, have you been?
Yes. There's a learning curve with this for sure, and there's definitely some emotional resistance that you have to overcome within yourself. But that said, I'm absolutely amazed at the results, and I'm just ecstatic to share this with people.
I'm the same way. I want to tell a couple of stories before we really launch into the meat of the material. And one is that if you guys don't know, I have a weekly newsletter of screenwriting tips that you can sign up for at milliondollarscreenwriting.com. And that's free email tips on screenwriting in your inbox every week. Most of you are probably on that list, and that's how you heard about this call today. And one of the most popular ones that people always write me back afterwards is called the most important skill in filmmaking. And we're going to get to that later, and we're going to reveal that on the call. But many of you know, who've been on calls like this with Move Forward, have taken my classes, that I'm a USC grad with an MFA in screenwriting. And I was lucky enough while I was there to, yes, sell my thesis screenplay for $750,000 and ultimately made $1 million, and that's where the name Million Dollar Screenwriting comes from. And I also ran a guest series there that is something like I do now on the phone. I interviewed big wigs in Hollywood in front of live audiences at USC, and I was lucky enough to book Robert Zemeckis, the director of Forrest Gump, of Back to the Future, of a million great movies, a true icon, and, as it happens, a USC grad who's very supportive of his alma mater. And Mr. Zemeckis told a story about how he broke into filmmaking. He was at Industrial Light and Magic, meeting with George Lucas, and he said, "George, how do I do it? How do I become a movie maker? I'm just a kid at USC. How am I going to make movies? Matt, would you like to hear what George Lucas had to say?
I'd love to hear what George Lucas said. I'm actually on the edge of my seat here.
George Lucas looked Mr. Zemeckis in the eye and he said, somehow.
Wow.
And I know that everybody here wants to do this, and they want to do it in the worst way. And that's the best answer I have for you from no less a personage than George Lucas. You have to find a way. You have to do it somehow. Now, let's try to be a little more specific. Let's try to give him a little more help than George Lucas gave to Mr. Zemeckis, although it worked out pretty well for Bobby, didn't it?
It certainly did.
Okay. Let's see if we can get a little more specific about how we've done this. And if you can model on this, we wish you all the success in the world. Whenever I have any luck in screenwriting, like I did selling Firestorm, like we've had experience in the past year, Matt, I try to tell you guys about it so you can do the same thing. You can do what I did and maybe have the same luck that I had. Maybe we can be your somehow. I certainly hope so. So, Matt, let's talk about the five steps to going from screenwriter to filmmaker to making an independent movie.
Yes.
What do you need
first?
Step
number one. The first thing you need is...
Well, Matt, this is going to surprise you coming from me, and I think it would be your answer to this too. What's the first thing we need?
A screenplay, right? Or a story idea. We need a story idea.
Right. If we back up a little bit from having a finished screenplay, let's say we need a great story idea. Let's tell a little story about what we were doing more than a year ago. About, a year and a half ago now, I was working with Terry Zinner, and she and I came up with a great idea for a story. We emailed you. You got back to us, I think, in a few minutes and said, that's a brilliant idea. And at the time, we just finished a movie we had made for about $5,000.
That's right.
And we were looking.
Just getting our feet wet.
We were looking for other ideas. And we thought, we can make as many movies at that price as we want to. We've got a lot of screenwriters who are fans, want to work with us, want to take classes in which they get to write movies like that, would pay a tuition if we get a bunch of them, where we'll have more than the budget of the movie. And I came up with this idea, and I thought, let's do this. And Matt, I have to take my hat off to you. You're the one who said what?
I said, we could get a lot more money for our film than that.
You said, based on that idea, you bet that you could raise more money than I was trying to get. And I am so glad that for once I listened to you. Some of you may have been on this phone call, but Matt proceeded to check out with our mentees, the people at yourscreenplaymentor.com, all of our best customers, clients, and students, and some of the best writers we know, if they would like to be a part of this program. Now, Matt, you know I teach the mini movie method of screenplay structure. So what we thought we would do was open up a class, a master class in screenwriting, that was 8 seats. And we would get 8 writers who would also be investors in this project. Now, at the $5,000 level, our goal was, well, nobody's going to necessarily get their money back, but we all get to make a movie. And I have great news about that movie. We just signed a distribution deal. And all of those writers have their first IMDb credit. And you'll be able to rent that movie at your local Blockbuster, if that still exists, in February. But we were shooting a little higher with this one. And that was... to make an offer to a piece of name talent to star in the movie and get real distribution. Make what we thought of as a real movie. And Matt, after speaking to many of our mentees and telling them Chris and I and Terry came up with a great idea, we want you guys involved, what happened?
We got a bunch of people who were able who are ready, willing, and able to jump in and take those eight seats.
We offer those seats at $25,000 a piece, which admittedly is a pretty high ticket. But if you want to get a movie star in your movie, this is the way to do it. And then in one day, on a phone call like this a year ago, we filled the other four seats and raised the second $100,000 of our budget in one phone call. So we had a great script idea. We put together a great team. And what's the second step, Matt?
Now, wait a second. Before we go any further, Chris, we might want to tell the folks out there that we're not about to ask them for $25,000.
We are absolutely not asking anybody today for $25,000. I hope that we've got something even better coming your way. Although, anybody who wants to send us $25,000 is more than welcome to, and we will put it to good use in filmmaking.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's the next step, Matt?
So the next step, so the first step, story idea, the second step would have to be the screenplay, I think.
Write a great screenplay. And I've been working with this team of writers for more than a year now, honing and crafting this screenplay. It's sort of like TV. I act as the head writer of a staff of writers. One writer writes Mini Movie 1, another is writing Mini Movie 2, and we hand the baton down the line until we get to fade out and develop that screenplay. So, step one, get yourself a great screenplay idea. Step two, develop that screenplay to the highest, most professional level possible. So, Matt, here's where we're going to run into a little resistance. What is step three, do you think?
I think step three is you got to get somebody interested somehow.
More important than a person who's interested is you have to, in this day and age, attach some money to that screenplay. Okay.
Right.
Now, I'm not talking about writing a spec script anymore. I'm not talking about speculating on the literary market. I'm talking about being in a much better position than a writer with a hat in his hand who is saying, I know you've got 100 movies there in development in your studio, but make mine, please, instead of all of those hundreds that you've already put millions of dollars into developing, take this one as you stand out there on Wilshire Boulevard, asking each passing producer to please give you a moment of your time.
No. Yeah, or at least a quarter.
I'm saying there is nothing better than a great screenplay unless it is a great screenplay with some money attached to it. And Matt, it does not have to be that much. I know you're thinking, everybody, it takes millions to make
yeah.
a movie.
Absolutely.
First of all,
When I first heard about raising money for movies, I had this incredible emotional aversion to it. I just immediately went the other way. I immediately said, I can't do that. I can't be involved in anything like that. I'm just a screenwriter. I worked through all that, folks.
Matt,
you can too.
I don't think I will be the only person on this phone if I say to you, and you may identify this experience too, that I became a writer so I would never have to deal with that.
You know, that is so true. That is absolutely,
yeah,
you want somebody else to handle the business. But the problem the person handling the business is going to choose the screenplay they want to make.
Exactly. And I have to tell you that there is nothing to make people like your screenplay more than, well, it already has funding attached. And you will pass your screenplay out to producers of movies, telling them it has funding, and they will like it a lot better, and they will read it a lot faster. And Matt?
Yeah.
Do they like the screenplay, or do they like the money?
Who cares?
The answer is, who cares? They want to make your movie. And look, I want everybody to write a screenplay. I want everyone to make a great movie. But this is an audience of screenwriters. So I'm confident that we're talking to people who are going to make good movies here. But honestly, master step three, steps one and two are suddenly a lot less important. Now, let's go to that newsletter I write called The Most Important Skill in Filmmaking. Everybody's gone to a theater and watched a movie that they hated and thought was a bunch of crap. And every writer listening to the sound of my voice now has a screenplay they wrote that is better than that movie at home, on their hard drive, or in their drawer.
Or in their head.
Or an idea. I have gone to theaters and paid $10 and sat through a movie and said to myself, if I had started writing when the opening credits of that movie rolled and stopped at the end, I would have had a better screenplay than the one I just saw filmed. And you have too. So how did that movie get made? We've all asked that question. How did that movie get made when I've got such a better movie at home, in my head, on my hard drive, in my drawer? And the answer is somebody somewhere got money to make that movie. And you didn't get money to make yours.
Right.
You didn't master the most important skill in all of filmmaking, which is raising money.
Wow. That is a harsh reality when you first hear it. It really is.
Okay. But what's the good news? The good news is it's not as hard as you think. It doesn't have to be as much as you think. It can be as creative as the writing itself, and you can do it. And I'm going to give you ways on this phone call that you don't have to do it because, under the right circumstances, I may have already done it for you.
Now, that sounds like a thing I definitely want to hear about.
Okay.
We're coming to the part of the call that's a surprise to me, Chris.
Right. So, Matt, I sold Firestorm for $750,000, and it got made by somebody else. I had the experience that everyone on this call is hoping for and dreaming of. I didn't have to raise the money. Then they went out and spent about $15 to $20 million more and made it. I didn't have to raise any of that money.
Right.
Then what happened?
Then they put it out at the box office.
And it tanked terribly up against Titanic, at that time the most successful film in the world.
Oh,
so,
man. It's just a tough break.
I relinquished all creative control. The movie was not good. I was not a filmmaker but a screenwriter. And I experienced a lot of repercussions to my career. Now, am I complaining? I cashed the check. I was thrilled. I'm still thrilled. I'm still very lucky. But I wanted more. I wanted my dreams to come true on the big screen and in real life, like I want for you. And I realized if I was going to do that, I was going to have to learn this other skill, the most important skill in filmmaking, which is what again, Matt?
Raising money.
And how was I going to do that, Matt?
I actually don't think we got to that part.
Somehow.
George Lucas says you got to do it somehow.
Well, you got my answer. I built up a list of screenwriters who shared my dreams and thought I had something to teach them. I found a certain amount of them who wanted to become filmmakers. We got them on the phone, and in a single day, we raised $100,000. And in the months before that, we raised $100,000 more, enough to make this movie. So, guys, a couple of more tips. You're writers. You're creative. Write a film to the amount of money you think you can raise. Create a checklist of the things around your house and that you know you can get for free, and make that the recipe for your screenplay. Matt, this screenplay we wrote that we've raised $2.8 million to make, do we need it to make that? Shooting it at my house?
No. We could shoot it at your house for a few thousand dollars if we had to.
Right. All the $2.8 million came after we had the screenplay, and after we let it be known we have this screenplay, and we have all the money we need to make it. And we're going to make it. Now, are you in or are you out?
I'm
so
in.
So far, 2.8 million votes have come in saying, we're in. So, what is the next step? You've got your great script idea. You've developed your script professionally. You've managed to raise enough money to make that screenplay, to shoot that movie at an absolute bare bones level. What comes next?
Then you...
I was just hinting at it.
Okay, yeah. You use the money that you've actually raised already as a means of raising more money.
Exactly. You leverage that money for a bigger budget. You get the attention of the people who wouldn't read your screenplay because it wasn't funded, and they had five screenplays to read that weekend that were funded, maybe if they were agents for their big clients, maybe if they're producers for the studios wanted them to make. But now you have funding, and your screenplay goes to the top of the pile, and you say to them, well, we're making this movie. And you say a date at which you're going to make it, and you will be surprised at the people who come out of the woodwork and will throw money at you. Matt, we were all set to make this movie for $200,000. Now we have $2.8 million. Did you think that was going to happen?
I did not. To be honest with you, I did not think that was going to happen. I thought we were really just going to make the movie for $200,000. But yeah, it's amazing how much easier it is to raise money when you prime the pump a little bit.
I absolutely think so. And if you can provide sort of the first dollars in, there are lots of investors who, with that verification, will say, yes, we're in too. And there are lots of companies that will want to be involved with your film. So I ran into a couple of people, one of whom you'll hear from later on tonight, who said, well, tell us about the project, tell us about the script, and actually said to us, I mean, the way we first met was saying, if you have $200,000, we can get you $2 million. And they were telling the truth. They read the script, they loved it, they went to their company and told everybody about it, and we're going to be making the movie for $2.8 million, the rest of which they raised. Now, Matt, where did that money come from? I think this will be instructive for a few people listening on the line. Okay?
That's right. That's right. It came from a place called Canada, where they have Canadian bacon.
To the north. Okay. All right.
No disrespect right. to all the Canadians out there. It came from Canada.
We are going to be making the movie in Canada, and I'll get to that part later. Okay. We have $200,000 in initial capital. I will confess that I had raised $200,000 for a second project and got permission from that investor to combine it with this project. I took that then to the companies and financiers that we have previously mentioned and said, we have $400,000. Just a side note here, I said, look, I wanted to direct two movies. What did they do, Matt? They made a two-picture deal with me.
That's right.
I'll be producing the first one and directing the second. I said we have $400,000. They said we are dealing with three different financiers, all of whom want to put multiple millions of dollars into films this year. And why do they want to do it? You're right, Matt, because they will be doubling their money in Canada. So we have one investor taking our money from $400,000 to $800,000 in a matching fund. Then a second investor, I believe, who's adding another $1 million. And then the rest is coming from Canada for $2.8 million.
So should we tell them a little bit about how this Canadian thing occurs, just so that they understand the legalities and so forth?
All right. Well, I'll do a very brief rundown of it for you. It's called a Canadian tax credit, and this is why a lot of production has sort of migrated to the north. The film business and film production is a subsidized business in Canada. And to keep Canadians employed and making movies, the government provides tax incentives so that essentially half your budget is matched. Or you can spend as much money as you care to in Canada, and every single dollar will be refunded to you, Or you can get approval for your tax credits and then borrow against the future payment, which is what this production will be doing. So what almost everyone does is gets their budget approved, starts to spend their money, gets a bank loan against the rebate, and spends that money as well. It is mainly used to double your budget. It also can be a 100% rebate on every dime you spend. And they do this just to keep the money flowing through Canada. So
that's amazing. I'm about to move to Canada.
That's a huge amount of leverage. Matt, this is not a joke. If this movie works out, and before I direct the second, it's quite possible I'll have a Canadian passport as well as one for the United States.
Canadian, not passport, but citizenship, right, is what you're saying?
You have to be a citizen to have a passport, Matt.
Oh, yes. All right.
Okay, that's right, Matt.
You live and learn.
So have a great script idea. Write a great script. The most important step, raise some money to put against that script. Then leverage that money. And Canada is not the only place, Matt. If you're willing to shoot overseas in other locations, your dollar goes 6 times as far in China, even further in Bulgaria. Here in the United States of America, there are rebates almost as good as those in Canada. Everyone has probably heard of the Michigan tax rebate and the New Orleans and Louisiana tax rebates. Those two states that have suffered economic downturn have tried to build up film production in their states and provided incentives to people like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Leverage that money. Get the most for your dollar. Write your script to the amount of money you can raise. And after that, there's just one step left. What's the last step to being an independent filmmaker, Matt?
Okay. So now you got more financing. You got all the financing you need now to make the film. Obviously, you make the film. But I think the last step is you need to have a distribution deal for your film, don't you?
You have to distribute your film. You have to get distribution for your film. And I would argue you want to do that before making the film.
You absolutely
want distribution secured before you shoot a frame. Okay. These investors come to us through a distribution company. They have an output deal with a distribution company. They are on the hook to make 4 to 6 movies of this size in Canada every year for the next 10 years. Do you think they're motivated?
They sound pretty motivated.
Find the material? Do you think they're more predisposed to like a screenplay that has enough funding so that it can be matched once, twice, 2, 3, and 4 times until it's millions of dollars in a budget?
Wow. Yes. This is certainly a crash course in the business end of screenwriting. Of course.
And they're not the only ones. Okay? There are people like that out there, particularly here, as we record this call, it's the last quarter of the year. Start a film fund now. Invest in your film fund now as the economy is recovering. Get a tax benefit in 2011. Get a tax benefit before the year ends. Put that money into use in production. Here in the States, any money invested in film this year can be declared as a loss on a company's ledgers or even on your personal ledger until the film is made and starts making you a profit, at which point it becomes income again.
Wow. And for how long can that go on, Chris?
That can go on till the film is made. The only requirements are you invest the money in a film and that principal photography begin one day in the calendar
year. So you have to shoot at least one day in 2011 in order to get the tax credit for this year.
I'm speaking to these film financiers. I'm speaking to this distribution company. They may have to shoot one day on 5 different films between Christmas and New Year's.
Wow.
I might be on the set for one day and then taking a few weeks of break before the year is out on our movie.
Well, it's amazing, the opportunity.
What is, Yes.
I'm
and
sorry,
what
go
is
ahead.
Going to happen? What is going to happen because we're willing to shoot one day before the year is out with these films and these film financiers and these growing film funds?
You get to take your entire investment off your taxes.
They do. The film funders do.
Yes,
and
film funders.
They are motivated to the point where that will bring us and bring this distribution company somewhere for their slate of films between $2 and $30 million.
Wow.
Okay. So, Matt, let's go over the five steps again. Guys, I want you to have a great script idea. Now, I said when I got to three, it doesn't matter if the idea is good if you can raise the money. Yeah, it's the most important step in all of filmmaking. It's the most important skill. I want you to develop it. I know you don't want to. I didn't want to. I struggled for years trying to find any way around it. But look what happened. Look what happened, Matt, when we said, okay, let's roll up our sleeves and do this.
Yeah. Yeah, we're finally making films now. Our own films,
making
the way
films.
We want to.
Yeah. We made our first one for $5,000. I shot another one for about $8,000, and now $2.8 million. That's something of a step up.
Yeah, and it's great. It's great that we had those initial experiences too, though. Like for the
it
people out there,
is.
You know, that was definitely a stepping
films.
Stone. You know, like if I was just
make
listening to this, if I was just listening to this call cold, I'd probably say to myself, "Wow, you know." The only thing I don't like about this is I would just skip that $5,000 one, and I'd skip that $8,000 one. I'd go straight to the $2.8 million. But, folks, it doesn't necessarily always work that way. There was definitely a causal link that got us from A to B to C to D.
Right.
So, yeah. So go ahead, Chris.
But, guys, you can join us here. You can join us at the $2.8 million, and I want to tell you how. Okay? We're going to keep making the films at $5,000 and $10,000. Why? We want to make every film we can. Why? We want to help you. If you're not going to make this film for $2.8 million, if that's not your way, you're going to make one somehow. And I want to help you with that. So the first step is get your great script idea. The second step is to develop it professionally. The third step is to raise some money. It doesn't have to be that much, enough to make the film on some level. Then, as best you can, leverage that money, turn it into more money, build a snowball rolling downhill of enthusiasm for your script, your project, and you. Then get yourself some distribution. Now, Matt, I'll tell you another secret.
Okay.
There are still distribution models out there where it doesn't matter if the movie is any good.
That is certainly interesting.
Okay, so step three and step five and step four are huge.
Definitely.
Would you make a movie if I said to you, oh, it's guaranteed to make a profit. We know you're going to make money and that you're going to get to make another one.
Of course. There's no reason not to do it then.
I think we would make a movie if you said to us, we know it's going to lose money and you'll never get to make another one.
Exactly.
We'd still take that chance.
Yeah, we'd
okay?
still make movies, absolutely, just to be able to do it.
But there are still models out there, and that's why I'm thrilled to be involved with the distribution company that we're working with now. They believe enough in this model that they want to make 4 to 6 movies just like ours at the budget we're going to be made at in Canada every year for the next 10 years, to the point of they're trying to raise $30 million and already have 2.8 in the bank for us. Their first movie using this model. So, guys, the script doesn't even necessarily have to be that good if you can raise the money, but you're going to make it good. And the movie doesn't even have to be that good if you've got the right distribution outlet for it. It will still be profitable, and you'll get to make more, and you'll make some money, but you will still make it good. Now, how are we going to do all this? Somehow.
Yeah. Somehow.
But let me tell you how we did it. Okay. So I got a special treat for everybody. One of our investors in this project, I believe, is listening to the call right now. Her name is Angela. And I'm hoping that I can find her and unmute her here and that we can hear the story of this project from her side of the internet.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Are we able to bring Angela Moore onto the line?
Looks like,
Angela Moore, are you there on the line?
I sure am.
Well, hey, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with some of our listeners and the great audience of screenwriters, and I hope future filmmakers out there. Angela, where are we reaching you today?
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited.
Where are we reaching you?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Okay, and a lot of people would think that a screenwriter in Houston, Texas, they've got a long, difficult road ahead of them to get their screenplays read and noticed in California and to be making a movie. So tell us about your journey. tell us a little bit about your journey and how we met.
I've been working at screenwriting for several years now, quite a few years, and I've taken a few little classes here in Houston and online and read some books, and I came across your ebook about the mini-movie method, and I got on your email list, and I loved the mini-movie method from reading the ebook, and it really made a lot of sense to me, and it was a good way to break down such a big story. And I'd been looking for something that would break it down into manageable chunks and that kind of made sense in my own head. And it really did. And then soon thereafter, since I was on your email list, I got an email sent out about your first ideas about the mentorship program. And I still remember when I got that email, I was at work when I was reading it, and I was so excited I could hardly stand it. And I sent an email immediately back, which is saying, basically, I'd really love to do this. Tell me a little bit more. I'd already decided I was going to do it pretty much no matter what you said. But I thought, well, I should ask for a little more information. But it was just wonderful.
Well, and we have been fast friends ever since. I think we had emailed back and forth a little bit before, even before the mentorship program started. But you were in our first class at yourscreenplaymentor.com, and you and I have been working together ever since. And then one day, our teaching assistant, Matt Reagan, happened to mention another project he and I were thinking of. And what happened then?
Well, this is after I had written a screenplay in the mentorship program, and of course we were still in touch and still doing a little ongoing mentoring. And Matt called me up one day with the idea about making a movie with 8 writers, one for each of the mini movies in the mini movie method, and it would be for a story that you, Chris, have created. And that each of the 8 writers would write a part of the mini movie, and we'd kind of put it all together, one cohesive story. And we would all put some money invested into it, where if the screenplay didn't sell, that we would just make it ourselves with the money we'd invested. And again, that was another call that whenever I got it, I was like, oh my God, I have to do this. It was just something like inside me just said yes. And I remember thinking, well, that's a lot of money. But at the same time, I remembered a quote that I'd heard somewhere that says, you should do something for the experience you want to have from it and not base it on cost or time or effort. If it's something that you really want the experience of doing in your life, you should just go for it. So I thought, how fantastic could that be? Not only do you get to write a screenplay, but you get to work with these other writers and feel a part of a group and a community, and you get to work with someone, you, who has done this so many times before, written a screenplay, and get to pick your brain about different things. And then we would also get to see the process that goes on from conception to production, and hopefully, you know, to post-production and distribution. And it was kind of like a whole film school wrapped into one, in a way.
Well, that's what we were going for, and what we did do is figure out what it was going to take us to make this movie with a piece of name talent attached, and we sort of divided that up by 8, and we looked for 8 writers because we were going to write it using the mini-movie method, and we did pick you, Angela. I think you were the first investor we had in, and of course, we picked you because of your great talent to write mini-movie 1 on one of the favorite ideas we had come up with in the 3 years we had been running the mentorship program at that time. And so After that, we got our other eight investors, and then what happened? How has it been working with seven other writers and me and Matt working on this screenplay?
Actually, it's been wonderful. I really don't have anything at all bad to say about it. I only have good things, which is odd because I was one of those kids in school that always hated group projects. And it's been wonderful. Like, all the writers are so talented and so creative and so intelligent. I think it was finally getting into a group of people where we were well matched. We all maybe had different expertise and different experiences, but it was well matched, and everyone was I think far enough along in the writing development that they didn't feel threatened or upset by ideas or corrections or just changes. So everyone went with the flow, I think, pretty well and added something to it. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. In fact, I hope to do it again many times.
Well, I hope we are too. And there's some exciting developments that we're going to be talking about where we may have that opportunity. Some that I will be mentioning in this call and some that are top secret and for a future time. But now we have the script, and we had sort of the ultimate fallback position that we had enough money in the bank to make it, but we managed to turn that money, which was $200,000, then into $400,000, and finally, this ball has stopped rolling for a moment by the time we're doing this call at $2.4 million to make our movie. Did you ever, for a minute, think that would happen with your career as a lawyer in Houston, that you would be a credited writer on a $2.8 million movie or a $2.4 million movie?
No, I certainly can say that I dreamed about it, but sometimes what you dream about and what you actually think is going to happen are two different things, and certainly not this fast, and certainly not in this way. You know, it was it's been wonderful, and hearing about different prospects with different investors, and you start to realize that if you can kind of get into the right flow, there's people out there that are interested in this and that have money to invest in it. And I'm just so excited about it. And I have to say, it's very surprising. It is and it isn't. It's like I saw the talent and the good story and the solidness of the project going along, so I believed in it. But sometimes you don't really think that things are going to happen until they actually do.
Well, Angela, I think we can pretty much leave it there, but I just have one more question for you. Am I going to see you on the set of your movie in a couple of months?
Oh, yes. I'll definitely, if at all possible, I will definitely be there. And,
I don't think I'm going to be able to keep you away. All right, Angela, thank you so much for ringing in. And if there was anything you could say to the writers who might be considering coming to work with us at yourscreenplaymentor.com out there right now, what would you like to say to them?
Just do it. I mean, do it based on wanting something, a wonderful experience, a wonderful writing experience. If you're serious about wanting to be a screenwriter, this is literally the best avenue that I've found so far.
And Angela, what if I told you that we're going to take yourscreenplaymentor.com, the mentorship program that you've been in with us for 3 years now, and we're going to sort of turn that into a development company to make movies in Canada, and that this is the first movie you're going to be involved with, but I hope there's going to be many, many more, that you and the team who've done your project and all the writers individually will be involved bringing scripts to me so that I can bring it to the distribution company we've made a relationship with, the financiers we've made a relationship with, and just keep making more movies. How does that sound to you?
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I think I'm going to have to look into getting a Canadian passport.
You and me both. Angela Moore, you're a lawyer from Houston, Texas, but you are a screenwriter who's going to get a credit this year. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you for all your help and work on it. You've done a fantastic job with all this.
Well, it's my honor to be a producer on your movie. Thanks, Angela. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Angela. Wow.
So there it is. So there's Angela Moore calling in from Houston. I think I let it spill there because I really wanted her to know the news that I want to take yourscreenplaymentor.com which has turned me from a screenwriter into a producer, from developing one or two projects of my own, slowly but surely, to developing dozens and dozens of projects every year, just as fast as I can, with as many talented writers as I can find who will work with me. And I want to turn it into its own little movie studio. And guys, those of you who are listening, I want you to come along and do that with me. I want you to come and write your best screenplay ever. Now, Matt, the original model was what I had done, which was we'll write spec scripts and we'll get them in front of agents and managers, and we've had some luck with that. We had an Oscar-winning director attached to one of our screenplays in the mentorship program. We've had two other clients sign with management. I've expanded our base of managers and agents that we work with, and we'll keep doing that if you want to develop those kinds of screenplays in the mentorship. But what I want you doing now is using me as your producer to develop screenplays as well that we can make in the $1-2 to $6 million range that can be made just like this one that we've had success with. Because, Matt, what do you want to do anytime you ever have success with anything?
Do it again.
Rinse and repeat.
Exactly. But, and if you can improve it, and if you can do it bigger, but definitely do it again.
Guys, that's coming to my mind about raising the money is those first dollars are the hardest, but it's like getting an olive out of a jar or a pickle out of a jar. After that, they all come out much more easily. And we are finding that out now. The $200,000 was hard and took us about 9 months of that year. The $2.8 million was about 3 weeks. Once we made the right connections and had those people reading the script. To go from that to $30 million may already be happening. Not exclusively for us. Certainly other people are going to try to get their movies made. But guys, I want to make our movies, your movies, out of your screenplays. So you heard Angela say it. Head over to yourscreenplaymentor.com now. Take a look at the program there. It's still the old website we had up before, but I'm telling you here, we want to become our own studio. They're making 4 to 6 movies at this budget rate range in Canada. I want them all to be screenplays of ours. Will I accomplish that? I don't know. Will I try? Yes, I will. Will you join me? That is up to you. So, Matt.
Yes.
Did we deliver on what we promised? We said we were going to tell them 5 vital steps to making an independent film. Have we done that?
I think we have. I mean, personally, I'm excited. I'm newly excited about this. I knew most of this information before the call began, but I'm just newly excited just talking about it. This is a great, great time to want to do something like make a film. This is a tremendous opportunity from the Canadian government. I'm sure it won't last. It couldn't possibly – they can't afford to just let everybody make movies in Canada like this. There's got to be an
end. If they aren't, somebody will, Matt, and we'll track them down. But listen, guys, head over to yourscreenplaymentor.com now. Here's why – and I put this out in one of my emails. Here's why what the studios are doing has left some opportunity open for us. This distribution company doesn't just make $1 to $6 million movies in Canada. They make $40, $50 million movies because all studios want to make anymore is north of $50 million. It's only big tentpoles with the studios. So when a movie star has a passion project, they bring it to a distributor like this one. Matt, I hope that you are in this call a year from now with our movie opening. How to get the people listening to us writing these $20, $30, $40 million movies under our mentorship at yourscreenplaymentor.com. Matt, I have one other surprise guest. I recorded this call with him last night because he wanted to talk to you guys as well. I want to bring Jim Bradley on the line. This is recorded. You will hear Jim Bradley say that the budget is $2.4 million. As of this afternoon, Matt, just today, it is 2.8. I probably jumped back and forth between those figures because I knew Jim had said it in the recording. We're at $2.8 million on this budget, and it might go higher. Though, as you know, it's plenty to make the movie. Can we get Jim Bradley on the line? Can we play the recorded call that he and I did last night about this situation that we have lucked into and want to bring you guys with us on?
Hey, Jim Bradley,
are you on the line?
I am here, Chris. How are you doing?
Great, Jim. Hey, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me and my students and mentees today. Jim, I just wanted to I've been telling the story of what we've been doing with our film project, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit and have them learn some of the amazing things you have been doing to bring our movie to the big screen. So first of all, tell us a little bit about you and who you are and what you do.
Well, I am a producer-director that owns my own production entity called Imperial Films. I have been in this business close to 20 years. I started out on a film called Dances with Wolves, and actually know somebody that directed a movie that you worked on.
Exactly. Dean won an Oscar for Dances with Wolves and directed my first movie, Firestorm. And it's about 20 years for me now since I decided to become a screenwriter. Like I said, I wasn't really in the movie business the moment I decided, but pretty much 20 years as well. So we go back a ways without really knowing each other, I guess.
It happens. This business sucks you in, and you can't get out, whether you wanted to or not.
And so tell us some of your other credits that are a little more recent than Dances with Wolves.
I've directed a couple movies, one called Radical Jack, which was a foreign sales film with Billy Ray Cyrus and Dee Dee Pfeiffer. I directed another movie called The Newcomers with Kate Bosworth and his name just completely went out of my head. Flash from Fantastic Four.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sure people are pulling that up on their IMDb now.
Yeah. Look on my IMDb. I'm so bad with names. Jesus.
Okay. So you've been in the movie. You should pull up James Allen Bradley.
Go ahead.
You should pull up James Allen Bradley on IMDb, and you'll see a long list of credits there, and it does indeed go back 20 years. And, Jim, you and I, probably without knowing it, have been on the same path, and that we were looking for a way to make our own movies, fund our own movies, and get distribution for our own movies. And there have been some very exciting developments, at least in your life, and I've been lucky enough to fall in with you on that. So can you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Well, I partnered up with a couple of producers a year ago with a Canadian production company. As you and I have discussed over the last few months, shooting a film, Canadian content, is the best tax rebate in North America. They roughly give you close to 50% on a tax rebate. I then took that entity to a foreign sales distributor, one of the top five foreign sales distributors here in town, and we've been able to now basically form what would be better known as an output deal with this distribution entity. Genre films in the $2 to $5 million range, with some creative financing with the tax credits, etc. We are now in the process of trying to deliver somewhere between 4 and 6 pictures a year to this distributor.
Okay, so
obviously is your film.
Exactly. So let me just restate that. You're on the hook. You have a company that wants to distribute 4 to 6 movies every year that you make for about how long? Just 1 year?
As long as it is profitable.
Okay. The figure you use with me is they're going to try to do this for the next 10 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And beyond that, you're hoping if it is profitable, which we're all hoping.
We're all hoping that, yes.
Absolutely. So 4 to 6 movies a year with guaranteed distribution, correct?
All of the films that are made are guaranteed distribution, foreign sales distribution attached, and domestic U.S. outputs possible.
Fantastic. And just something that I learned about these Canadian content films. First of all, if I haven't said so already on this call, this essentially doubles your budget. There's huge leverage that is brought by Canadian content to, you know, almost double the budget of your movie.
Correct.
Do I understand that correctly? And
yep, that is correct.
Beyond that, you're actually guaranteed, in fact, you have to guarantee legally theatrical distribution in Canada. So your movie is going to show on big screen somewhere.
Correct. Via the Canadian content deal, they have an output scenario in Canada. I believe the number is 40 screens, and that may be maybe plus or minus, but the film does premiere in Canada.
You'll be walking the red carpet somewhere if you write one of these movies, even if it's in the snow.
Manitoba, here we come.
Fantastic. So the movie we're making has a great chance at worldwide distribution, a very good chance at domestic distribution, and you're going to be making 4 to 6 movies a year this way. And I don't suppose it surprises you, Jim, that I don't want to just make one movie with you.
Why not? Isn't one what everybody wants to do?
I thought that when 20th Century Fox said we're going to make your movie Firestorm, but then I quickly gained the taste for another. I guess it's a little bit like losing your virginity, isn't it?
A lot like that, yeah.
All you want is more. So, and Jim, you've recently. So let's discuss just our film as a case. We had raised some funding. I was lucky enough to meet you through some mutual acquaintances. You said to me, and I didn't believe you, you could take the money we had raised, a few $100,000, and turn it into a few $1 million. And then what happened?
You and I sat at a meeting. I had explained the deal to you, saying that, you know, the development money and script would allow us to start what we needed to do. We took a small bit of finance, roughly with about 18% of the total budget. We did the prep work we needed to do in Canada, the prep financial work. We took the film to the distributor. We got the distributor to sign off on the film. We have since now raised $2.4 million, which we did in right close to 60 days, if my timeline's not too far off.
And I have to tell you, how many of those 60 days did I call you and say, did we have the money yet?
59.
I was thinking it might be more like 65, but I think that's correct. And just a couple of days ago, you gave me the great news that we have funders guaranteed with a letter of intent and proof of funds who want to make our movie for $2.4 million in Canada, and we're going to do that just as soon as we can. Am I right?
You are right. We are contractually obligating now. We hope to be casting the film within the next couple of weeks and probably in production as early as January.
And you and I are going to go up to Canada together. Who knew when we met a couple of months ago?
We will be there and freezing our butt off, but making a great movie.
I can't wait. And in the interest of that, I want to say, Jim, everybody listening to this call, I am guessing, would like to do that exact same thing. They'd like to bring a script and a little money, or just a script, into me, have me show it to you, and be making a movie in Canada a few months after that in this budget range of $2 to $6 million, making a great movie with you that we have taken a little bit of money, leveraged it into a lot more money, and be working with you the way I've been lucky enough to now. So here's what I'd like to propose to you. You need 4 to 6 movies a year. You don't have a development department. You're not a big studio. I'd like to take my mentorship program. I'd like to take my investors, and I would like to become your president of development. I don't need a formal title. I don't need a big office. I don't even need a salary. I'm going to take these writers. I'm going to mentor their screenplays. You and I are going to get involved first at the idea level and then reading the screenplays. And I want to bring you, for the 4 to 6 movies you make every year, I want to bring you 10 scripts for each one of those and try to get as many of those slots as we can each year. What do you think?
Can we start yesterday?
Jim, I didn't ask you, but I started a couple of months ago. Actually,
okay.
This is the fruition of what I've been doing the last 2 or 3 years. I've been developing scripts with my mentorship program at yourscreenplaymentor.com. Those of my students and the people listening to this call who are active mentees, yes, I'm going to get Jim to read your scripts. I'm going to talk with Jim about your ideas. We're going to see if we can attach money to those projects, or if we can, once this first movie is out of the gate, get our distributor and our output deal to back those with a little money that Jim, working his magic, will turn into a lot more money in Canada, and we can make for budgets of $2 to $6 million, $1 to $4 million, whatever the movie needs. And guys, I can't wait to get started. It's great to write screenplays, hoping that some studio buys them, but it's even more exciting to write them thinking this could get made. This is one of 20 scripts Chris is developing, two of which might get made in the next couple of years. Jim, anything else that we should be doing to optimize our listeners' chance to get their movie in front of the cameras now?
Start writing.
Exactly, guys. Go to yourscreenplaymentor.com. Jim, you know, this isn't the only movie we're making together. There's at least one more after this. And I'm hoping
there's at least one, and hopefully more.
I'm hoping for a couple of years after this. And if you're making 4 to 6 a year, you know that I'm going to be bombarding you with scripts on great ideas, well written, mentored by me, guaranteeing the quality of the scripts. And I'm hoping that we get all 6 of those slots every year. And I'm hoping that those are so successful that in a couple of years we're making 12, and we have
and
our Canadian passports.
You would make my job a lot easier if that happened.
All right, Jim Bradley, let's get started yesterday. Like you said, thank you very much, and
I'll be
seeing you in our next meeting, sir.
We'll see you soon. Thanks, Chris. Bye.
Wow,
hey,
Chris.
Yeah.
I've never actually met with Jim myself, so that was the first time I ever heard him speak, and I am so impressed. I think we're in business with a real professional.
This is the guy who has the most important skill in filmmaking that we were talking about earlier. And
exactly.
By the way, just want to send out a special thanks to Casey Moffitt, who was dealing with the tech there, was my partner and your partner in this endeavor in getting this movie to the big screen. She has met with Jim. She was key in the development of the screenplay. We did a note session on the screenplay with Jim, and Casey had a lot of brilliant ideas and really helped chill me out because I can get a little overheated in a development meeting. So thanks go out to Casey. In fact, thanks a million. And
yeah,
guys,
and I also want to acknowledge Casey. She's just an amazing. An amazing support to you, Chris. Everything that you do, she's there supporting you 110%. So thanks, Casey. Thanks for everything you do for Chris.
Thanks so much. And, guys, you heard Jim say it. Look, I said, Matt, that I might have raised the money for you already, and there are two ways this happened, and I can't promote this yet, and I can't make any promises. But Jim is hoping that after we make this first movie, the distribution company will start funding movies, will start putting that all-important first dollar into the movies themselves once they see that it's profitable. And of course, as we've said earlier, this is a distribution company that works on a model where the movies always make a lot of money. They are guaranteed profitable before they are even shot by what's called foreign pre-sales. They sell off territories. They know what they can raise worldwide with the cast and the subject matter they have, and they make the movie for less, which means every movie is in the black before it even hits the theaters, before it even hits the shelves. That's the model we want to be working in. And after the first movie proves itself, we're hoping that they start funding the movies. And guys, at that point, I want to have 20 screenplays for them that you wrote and developed with me. The other thing that might happen is we're at $2.8 million now. That is more than enough money to make this movie. It doesn't make sense to make the movie with much more than that. The next investor that comes our way, and there are three competing to give us money now, we're going to buy my investors back out. My original investors will be paid their money and a little appreciation, and we will create a film fund, which we'll put against every script that we bring in to this company. So that's how I hope to raise the money for you. That's how I hope to turn my first look deal into a way to make the cream of the crop of my mentorship program. I'll still work with you trying to get your scripts read by managers. I'll still help you get agents. We'll still vet all of your ideas and make sure you've got one that this company is interested in. We'll do everything the mentorship did before. But we are going from being writers to being a movie studio now, guys. And Matt, learn this. But who do you think makes the money when movies make money? Do you think it's the writer?
No, the investors make the money. But
sometimes.
Chris, I just had a huge epiphany. I did not know you were going to offer this. I had no idea that you had this business model in mind. This is so maniacally clever, and you haven't even explained it to me until now. That you're going to back people's scripts and.
I'm not making any promises. I don't know if my investors are going to be bought out. I don't know that I'll have the money. Those are two scenarios in which it could happen.
Right.
That I have entree to a company in Canada for the next 10 years and has just secured their first $2 million in funding and in the next 2 weeks may have their next $30 million in funding.
Chris, you just broke up a little. Could you say that one more time?
I'm not making any promises. I'm hoping to use it. I'm hoping that this company will start paying to make their own movies. But I do know this much is true. They've just secured their first $2 million. They need to make 4 to 6 movies at a $2 million range here for the next 10 years. And they are on the verge of getting $30 million week movie. And I want to be their second, their third, their fourth, up through their 60th. I can't write all of those, but I can produce them with you guys, with the people listening. The answer to who makes the money is, yes, the investors and the studio. And that's why we're becoming a studio. Who gets to decide when a movie is made? Not the writer, the studio. We're working for more autonomy in our careers, and we as writers, the people who actually might know what a good movie or screenplay is, need to take the reins of power. And guys, here's a way to do it. But if you're not going to do it this way, please do it somehow.
Somehow. And the somehow could be going to yourscreenplaymentor.com.
For the first 20 people who sign up at yourscreenplaymentor.com, I'm going to send you guys the links to the Hollywood by Phone archive. It's MP3 interviews I did on phone calls like this with executives.
Chris, you're really breaking up.
Matt, there's nothing I can do. Can you repeat
I'm sorry.
What I say?
Okay, I'll do my best, yes.
Okay, 20 people who sign up at yourscreenplaymentor.com are going to get the Hollywood by Phone archive.
First 20 people will get the Hollywood by Phone archive. Okay, excellent.
For 15 of you there. Will get absolutely free. Did all about how an executive reading your screenplay, looking for that screenplay.
Okay, folks. The first 15 people to sign up will get the coverage course, which I created with Terry Zinner. Who is a vice president of development at a major literary management company in Hollywood. She reads scripts. That's what she does. And what the coverage course will teach you is the step-by-step process that goes into your script being covered. And coverage is the review, sort of, that your script gets from the professional readers who take a look at it in Hollywood. And everybody writes coverage on your script, and then the executives first see the coverage, and then if they like the coverage, they read your script. So
Matt,
Terry
I'm dialed in on a Matt, can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes, I hear you.
I'm dialed in on my cell phone. Is this any better?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
Guys, for the first 20, I'm going to send you 40 hours of interviews that I did with agents, managers, producers, people who will read your screenplay. The first 15 of those 20 will get that and the coverage course that Matt is talking about, also delivered on MP3. And for the first 10 and only 10 of you who go to Your Screenplay Mentor and sign up now for the best chance you will ever have to get your movie made, will also receive the $1 million screenwriting course on teleseminar the very next time I teach it and delivered by MP3 right away. So, guys, here's how we did it this year. Here's how we went to having only an idea, to having a great screenplay written on that idea, and $2.8 million to make it. Maybe this is your way too, but if not, like we say, do it somehow. Matt, are we ready to say goodnight?
I think we're pretty close, yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. One thing I wanted to say to everybody, you know, I'm working with Chris on a pretty high level right now. In fact, I'm sort of the heir apparent to this $2.8 million amazingness that's happening in the sense that
I
should we tell them the deal that you've so generously gotten me, Chris?
Well, without saying any figures, Matt, are you writing your screenplay that we're going to try to get made for Canada for $2 million?
Yes, I am. I certainly am. And in fact, I put it this way. I like the place in line that I have. Thank you, Chris.
Okay.
I like everything that you've done for me on this. But here's what I'm saying for the benefit of the folks out there. I started in your mentorship program. That's how I got to know you, Chris. That's how I got to start working with you. That's where I got my start. And that opportunity is available to everybody on this call at yourscreenplaymentor.com.
And so would you say that the people listening to us should do what you're doing? Do you like your chances here to get a movie made for about $2 million?
I love my chances here. And let me tell – and folks, it's going to be an investment for you to get into your screenplay, yourscreenplaymentor.com. It's going to be an investment for you to get into Chris's mentorship program. But I made that investment. I paid Chris a year in advance. That was how sure I was that I was going to get an amazing benefit out of the program. I paid a year in advance, and I have made so much more money out of my relationship with Chris than what I paid for that year in advance.
And so many more movies.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it's all been as a screenwriter or in the screenwriting community. It's all been
all
doing
right.
What I love. So if
Matt,
you're – yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you're thinking you want to be in the screenwriting community and be working and making money, and there's nothing better you can do than join the mentorship program. That is how I got my start.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.